At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The volume.
Welcome back to another show today. And y'all, hell with that paperwork. Y'all know how I'm feeling right now. I'm hot. Before I even get into today's topic, over here on the Bubba Dub Show on The Volume, we dropping every day, 5 days a week. You know what I'm talking about? Daily. Number five. So make sure you got your notifications on, because you're going to want to know when I'm dropping. Because you're going to get 5 episodes like the one you're going to get today. Got a full show for you today. Might even be over 30 minutes. Because I got a lot to talk about today. And we're starting the show out with them bum-ass Lakers. They slow. Up 20 points. And you still lose the game. My God, how? I tell you how, turning the ball over. Number two, getting away from the hot hand. AD was hotter than a hot pocket last night. Do you hear me? Ball was hot. Jokic couldn't do nothing with him. AD was hitting every single goddamn shot he was taking. And then in the fourth quarter, y'all don't even give him the ball. Why? I tell you why. Because our hands in the pocket coach. Darwinham can't coach. Y'all heard what he said? I don't know what else to do. Well, let me tell you what you can do, Darwinham. Get your shit and go. Get it and go. No explanation why you stepping down. We don't want it. I've been telling y'all that Darwinham can't coach. He don't know what to do with this team. Now, let me break it down. Now, we all fuss, including me, about D-Lo in the first game. Well, guess what? The real D-Lo showed up last night, balled out. 23 points, balled out. AD, doing what AD do, balled out. Bron, suspect. I can't save you no more. I can't take from you no more. I can't keep not talking about you, Bron. You were suspect last night, fam. Just like my auntie husband, you were suspect. Now, let me break it down to you. Oh, yeah, LeBron hit 2 threes last night. Yeah, boom. Boom, hit another one. All of a sudden, the game on the line, you think you carry. Nigga, you know you got a Bill Cartwright jump shot. You know better than shooting that three. Drive to the hole, get fouled, go to the free throw line. Oh, you don't want to do that? Why? You don't want all that pressure. Okay, now let me get all the way back down to this. Y'all let gambling Michael Porter Jr., hey, y'all let him have 22 points last night. Why? Y'all got Michael Porter Jr. like he a star. He ain't no star. He a good player, but he ain't no star. Now, Lakers, Rui played 38 minutes last night, gave up 5 motherfucking points. Make it make sense. Why in the game? Oh, he was holding Jokic. He was doing this and that. And you, all you can give me is 5 points? We professionals. Last time I thought, check, he get signed a good contract last offseason. But I get it. He holding Jokic. Okay, what about Austin Reeves? Huh? 9 motherfucking points? We gave you a big contract in the offseason, too. That's all you can give us. 9 points. Make it make sense. Austin Reeves, you balling out in the regular season. Playoff, now you missing like Bill Hanging. Man, come on, man. All the Lakers had to do was keep giving the ball to Anthony Davis and just keep running the offense through him. But no, they want to get away from the pick and roll LeBron and AD run. Bron, what you doing, fam? You ain't playing no defense. You turning the ball over. You missed 3 or 4 layups last night. Could it be OA? Maybe so. But I watched you, and y'all know, and I'm not lying. I watched LeBron James on that last play of the game when Murray came down court and ran pick and roll. I watched LeBron James basically get hit Anthony Davis on the shoulder of the ass and make him hold Murray. Now if you the mother can go, you hold Murray. You gonna put glass knee ass AD on, you go and get him. Then after the game, you wanna go and cry about D-Lo getting hit in his head. So? You go goat, you go hard, you go guard, whoever you got to guard. Oh, Murray got the ball? Get out my goddamn way. Let me get him. Now, you gonna let AD go over there and get a fadeaway shot in his eye, and then he fall into the goddamn stands with celebration all over him. He might be questioning tomorrow now. AD was on that damn floor for 5 minutes. And y'all fans wanna DM me, ask me how I feel. Sick, nickel, that's how I feel. I lost $2,500 on that game. I'm eating 25th sandwich the rest of the month. Down 0-2. We're going to get game three. It's over. We're going to get game three. It's over. Jokic out there doing what Jokic want to do. Turn around. Pivot foot. Pump fake. Yeah. It's making it look so easy out there, man. Why you ain't playing Spencer Hayes on Darwin Ham? We need bodies, man. You can't continue to put Rui on him. He's too small. That's why Lurie can't make no dunks and layups. He ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. He ain't got no legs. Y'all play like y'all down on that Denver weed. That's how y'all play, like y'all been down at them dispensaries. Letting them go on that run like that. You up 20 in the playoffs. You can't close the game? You can't close the game? Y'all letting Murray do whatever he want to do out there. When y'all going to put an elbow on Murray neck? Set the tone. You ain't coming in here doing all that. Y'all can see I'm on one today. If you're a real Laker fan, you feeling how I'm feeling right now, man. I would get so upset. But my God, my baby mama came through for me last night. Do you hear me? Took all that away from me. I'm mad, but I feel good. Yeah, I went to bed with my thumb in my mouth. Do you hear me? I grabbed my baby mama like, love you, baby. Y'all stay tuned, man. I got more NBA playoff talk on the way, man. I know y'all seen that New York Knicks game last night against the Philadelphia 76ers, came down to the wire. I don't know what in the hell Tyrese Maxey was doing on that last drive. We're trying to get the ball, knock it up in the air. New York Knicks get the ball, shoot a three, miss it, get the rebound, shoot a three, and they go up 104-101. Great game last night. Man, Spike Lee almost finna roll over in his grave last night if old boy didn't hit that three. But let's just get down to the basis of the whole game. Embiid balled out. Maxey balled out. What's his name? Tobias Harris. Trash! You killing me, man! Killing me! I had him going over. Yeah, on Pride Pit, had him going over. All he needed was 12 and a half points. He stayed on 10 points. 30 minutes! Trash. But nevertheless, Jalen Brunson did what he's supposed to do last night. Josh Hart did what he's supposed to do last night. I can't think of the guy who hit that three. I can't think of his name. I know y'all gonna get in the comment section and let me know. That guy right there got some great atmosphere in New York. Like I told y'all, New York Knicks will win this series. But I can see Philadelphia going back to Philly. You know, home brotherly love. They get to sleep in their own bed. They get to see their girls, their kids, their family, home-cooked meal. I can see Philly winning the next two games in Philly. Like, I can really see that. I don't really think they were heartbroken by that because they've been in every game, actually. But it's just some things they're going to have to tweak. But Embiid going to be Embiid. Maxey going to be Maxey. The youngest, Jalen Brunson for the Knicks, really ain't really played a good game yet. So, who knows? What he might be able to do in game three going to Philly. Like, he might just catch fire and hit 35, 40 points and give the Knicks a chance to even steal one in Philly. But I see Philly going back winning two games in a row. I feel like this is kind of like an evenly matched series. I still got the Knicks winning in 7. But who knows? I'm still seeing a lot of you players pouting when y'all get fouled. Y'all gonna get the call. Y'all not getting back on deep. Y'all not getting back in transition, and you cause another team to get fast break points. That hurts your team. Bad body language hurts your team. Somebody hit a three, Y'all flailing your arms in there like LeBron be doing. That's not good. Other players seeing you do that, man, and if you looking like, oh, man, it's whatever, they going to have that same attitude. You can't have that. Man, but just watching that game, the fans, oh, man, that arena, Madison Square Garden was, like, so loud last night. It was crazy. I don't see how you players can even hear the plays that the coaches is calling. But just one thing I want to break down with y'all fans and me as well. If you playing a team over and over, and I'm finna revert back to the Lakers, we know your plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know your play, I'm finna disrupt it. I want y'all to break this. Y'all not running nothing new. So I'm finna blitz. I'm finna make everybody else beat me. Like, if Michael Porter is really hitting shots, why are y'all still trying to run in and double Jokic? You can't stop him anyway. Let him do whatever he's going to do one-on-one down there, and they're just 2 points. It's just 2 points. But then y'all want to leave Michael Porter open? 3? How many do he got to hit for y'all to realize y'all need to be up on him? Not way back here. Up on him like he got back pockets. That's how close you got to be up on him. Come on, man. If I know this, I know y'all know this. It just don't make sense. But like I say, back to the Philly and the Knicks series. I got the Knicks winning that series 4-3. Great game last night. Let's see how game 3 play out the next time they play. Y'all been getting in the comment section. I see that when we be doing them premieres. Don't only just comment on there. Go and actually comment on the show. Actually share the show for me. Let's make this sports show number one. I know we can do it. I heard a lot of y'all talking about it. Y'all glad I'm back. I'm glad to be back as well. Like I said, I'm dropping 5 days a week, man. You can't miss it. Monday through Friday. I'm on Apple and Spotify. If you can't watch it, you can darn sure go listen to it. Yeah, y'all come on back, man. I got more coming. Hey, y'all ever took y'all car to get an oil change? When you take your car to get an oil change, they tell you that your car needs brakes. I ain't bring my car here for no damn brakes. Change my oil. Barely got money to get the oil change. Now you telling me I need brakes and rotors and all that. I ain't got that kind of money right now, sir. Change my oil. Which one? The cheapest one you got. Running me hot with all that. Got my girl in the car with me. I ain't want her to know I was broke. I'm fronting the whole time like I really got it and I don't. Yeah, dog, be fronting. I ain't got no money. Broke. Now they come to me, tell me. And then she look at me. Why don't you get your brakes in there? I don't need all that right now. What you mean? It's squeaking. They are now. You hearing things. It ain't my car. You can hear my car from a mile when I hit them brakes. But that's my business, though. I'm going through a struggle, y'all. Y'all pray for me now, but I'm going to be all right. Promise you that. I'm going to be all right. Now, Cleveland Cavaliers, once again, beat the Orlando Magic. Like I told y'all, the Magic is a good young team. But I feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers just a little bit too much for them. Once again, Donovan Mitchell did what Donovan Mitchell was supposed to do. I don't know what's going on in Orlando, man. Oh, Wagner, where you at, bro? You're supposed to be balling, man. Come on, Wagner. You got to play better than what you playing, man. Banchero played all right. But once again, Orlando, they missing something. They missing another star over there right now. And it's okay. They growing. A young team, what you expect. But like I said, Cleveland going to get out of this series. And they get to the next one and lose, of course. But, you know. It is what it is. This series is boring, really, just to be honest with you. I know some Cavs fans out there and some Orlando fans. Come on, Dub, man. Y'all know y'all team boring. Y'all know it. Don't even really be talking about y'all, man. They just put y'all highlights up. Don't even talk. Don't even narrate it. I'm the only one narrating it. I'm the only one talking about what happened. Simple as that. And I ain't saying much either, as you can see. It ain't really much to talk about. Orlando gonna probably win one game. Cleveland gonna go down there and go to Disney World. It's Disney World. You're gonna go down there, ride the rides, have their families come down there, enjoy themselves. They ain't really taking y'all serious, man. Boy, I heard they ain't even practicing. They get showing up to the game playing. You know what I'm saying? I say Donovan Mitchell left the barbershop yesterday in Cleveland and went straight to the game, balled out on y'all. Simple as that. But, you know, have fun now in Cleveland. You know, I ain't want to knock y'all or nothing. But, you know, next series, going to bed, going to Cancun, go ahead and get your suitcases and clothes ready to go because y'all ain't going no further than this first round. And that's just facts. If you think I'm lying, get in the comment section and say, come on, Dub, you tripping, man. Cleveland actually got a shot. Never. Shot in their ass about all they got because they definitely ain't finna win nothing there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
King and Son playing the Timberwolves tonight. They got to redeem themselves. That was a great game one. I'm ready to see how Devin Booker going to respond. Like, I really want to see how Devin Booker respond. Remember, these Suns ain't but 2 or 3 years removed from going to the NBA Finals. I know Chris All-State Paul ain't there no more. But I want to see how Bradley Beal going to play tonight. Coming from Washington, from a losing organization, over to Phoenix now with Kevin Durant. We know what Kevin going to do. Let's see, can they come out and beat this young team tonight? They going to have to. I don't want to see Phoenix go down 0-2 because it's not going to be good. Beal hanging where you at? Oh, my bad, y'all. I'm having flashback. I can't find him. I'm looking for him. I need to talk to my brother. I'm going to put my arms around my brother and tell him this all jokes. But, I love you, though. Don't get too upset about these jokes I'm doing. It's all love. I want to tell people that this is my job. I'm a comedian. I'm here to make y'all laugh. I'm here to get y'all through y'all storms. Don't take this stuff personal, man. It is what it is. Devin. A lot of y'all, man, y'all just be wanting to see people fail. No, we don't. At the end of the day, Devin Haney made about $20-30 million that night. So he's okay. He may not be okay mentally from losing, but financially, young man, it's okay. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Now, I heard when Bill Haney got into it with Benoit Hopkins, Benoit Hopkins said, "Do you want some of this, old man?" Bill Haney said, "No. Devin, you get your shit and get your ass on up out of here." It's on tape. Y'all can go and look at it yourself. But back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like I told y'all when I talked about this, Alex Rodriguez owned part of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And a while back, Anthony Edwards didn't even know who A-Rod was. But after that victory, after that first game victory, Anthony Edwards walked off the court, dapped A-Rod up. I bet you know who the man is now, the man who helped cutting your check. You got to know who them people is, man. Ant. But let's see how Ant come out tonight, man. Had a great game one. Talking noise to KD, which I love. We need that kind of interaction between our players, man, going at each other like that. It's all love. It ain't hate. It's just like, I'm the man. And, I'm finna show you I'm the man. I'm finna prove it. This is my league now. That's the way Anthony Edwards had that look in his eyes, the way he's playing. You got Rudy Goldberg over there getting every rebound. He can't fight because we seen what Draymond Green did to him. Put him in that choke move. That big and can't fight. But nevertheless, he's balling. Still got Cole Anthony Towns over there. You got Michael Conley Jr. He's dinosaur age. He's still able to contribute to the game and what he's been able to do. But like I say, just great, solid basketball. I can't wait to see him tonight. I know y'all can't wait because I'm going to come in the next day and talk about who won or who lost or who did this and that wrong. But tonight, gang, I got my eye on Devin Kardashian Jenner Booker. I want to see what he's going to do tonight. I'm calling you out right now, Book. I want to see you go for 50. And I want to see KD go for 40. That's what I want to see tonight. We over here having a good time, man. Don't forget, we got trash of the day coming up. So never know who coming on the Bubba Dub Show, baby. Let's go. Dallas Shag Mavericks, where you at? You still out there in LA? I hope y'all stay away from the cookie spot. Because that's the way y'all look like y'all played the other day. Hi. Like you didn't know where you was at. Can you redeem yourself tonight? Paul Crossover George is ready. Yeah, he's ready. James Stripper Harden is ready. Pink Gum Tyronn Lue is ready. I want to see what Kyrie Irving going to do tonight. I want to see what Luka going to do tonight. Y'all going to fold or y'all going to ball? That's what I want to see tonight, man. I don't want to hear no more excuses. Clippers ain't even got their best player, Kawhi Leonard. And some of y'all going to say they don't never really have him. That's true. But you do know he coming back. And these are one of the games that y'all going to have to go and get Dallas Mavericks to go to the next level. You got Luka Doncic, probably an MVP. Step up tonight and show us something, Luka. No more crying. I don't want to see all that. I want you to see you put your head down, get into that hole, hitting your free throw, hitting your step back three. I want to see a vintage Dirk Nowitzki type playoff performance tonight from Luka Doncic. Matter of fact, while we on this subject, and I know Luka got ways to go, who do you got in a prime? Dirk or Luka? Yeah, the big German. Yeah, against Luka. Who y'all got right now? Get in the comment section. Some of y'all going to be screaming Dirk. I know it. Some of y'all going to be screaming Luka, too. So who y'all got in their prime, Luka, Dirk? I think I made this comment before. I said I was going to go with Luka because I just think he's able to just do so much. But I have to keep in mind Dirk Nowitzki was one of the first 7-foot shooters that we ever seen that was able to stretch the floor the way he stretched it. Remember, it was Dirk. Shout out to Mark Cuban, man. Shout out to Mark Cuban for drafting Dirk and molding Dirk. And Dirk became one of the top players in the NBA that we ever seen. Like, that step back, fade away. Y'all remember that step? Dirk was something else. And don't forget, Dirk and the Mavericks beat the Heat. Yeah, yeah. The meltdown by Brun had, how could I ever forget, with Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Terry, Sean Marion, Jason Kidd. Who else was on that squad? Maybe, man, I can't remember that big man was over there, man. Anyway, they won that series, man. I was sick as a dog on that. But tonight, like I say, back to the game, Clippers, Mavericks. Can the Clippers go up 2-0? Or will the Dallas Mavericks tied up at 1-1. We're going to see. Get in the comment section. Let me know who y'all think going to have a big game tonight. I think Luka going to have one of them games. I also think Paul George going to have one of them games. I think they're going to be going back and forth. Can Kyrie duplicate the same performance he had game one? And if so, and if Luka do what he's supposed to do more efficiently, they might just pull one off in L.A. Like I said, I had the Mavericks winning this series in 7. In order for them to win it in 7, they can't go down 0-2. You know, the night game, Pacers in the books. You know, I want to shift my focus to Tyrese Haliburton. You remember ever since you did this to Dame? You ain't did nothing there. Not nothing. You ain't shot the ball the same no more. Got to be careful what you do. Yeah, every action has a consequence to it. Believe that. And you got to step up, Tyrese Haliburton. Y'all got to go down there in Milwaukee. It's boring up there. I know it's boring. Ain't nothing to do. But you got to get this win tonight. They don't have youngers. There's no excuses. They don't have their best player on their team. Indiana Pacers, listen to me. Go out tonight. Don't worry about game one. It's over with. Ain't nothing you can do about game one. It's over. You lost. Dame had 35. Chris Middleton had 23. They were balling. Can y'all come out tonight and erase that as a young team? Get up and down the court like you supposed to. Share the ball. You know, keep the turnovers to a minimum. Can y'all tie this series up? Or will y'all go down 0-2 to Doc Rivers? It's really the question. Like, how much do y'all really want it? Because I feel like the Pacers, y'all do. Y'all can beat the Milwaukee Bucks without youngers. Y'all can. With youngers? No. But without youngers right now, y'all have to take advantage of this. Y'all got to get out to an early start. If y'all get out to an early start and get like a 10, 12, 15-point lead, the Bucks will lay down. They can prove that. They will lay down. And it's just that simple. But you just cannot let Dame catch fire. You let Dame catch fire, it's over. And speaking of Dame, what was going on with Glorilla and your wife, man? Yeah, you got a love thing going on. I know you say you ain't trying to rock with Glorilla, but Glorilla rocking with you. But let me just say this, Dame. You don't want Glow? Send her to me. I'll take her. What's wrong with you, boy? Man, come on. You tripping. You don't want Glorilla. I want her. Glow, you need a good man. Come holler at your boy. I'm from Texas. Cornbread fed. I can cook clean. I can do it all. Come holler at me. I'm a jack of all trade. I got plenty of land. I got 30 acres. I can build you. I can build your house on the 30 acres. Yeah, dog, can do all those things for you. I don't need none of your rap money. I don't need all that. I got my own money. And it came from Daddy Trump. Yeah, the PPP got me up. Do you hear me? Yeah, so Glow, come holler at you, boy. But let me get back to basketball, though, man. Y'all know I got to have some fun, man. Pacers Bucks tonight. I'm thinking the Pacers going to tie it up tonight 1-1. What y'all think? Who y'all think going to have a good game tonight? I say Tyrese Haliburton going to finally get his groove back tonight. Who y'all got? Or will Dame continue what he did in game 2? Man, y'all let me know. Don't forget, trash of the day coming up, baby. Oh, Quavo responded back to old Chris Breezy. Hey, and it wasn't bad. Now, I know a lot of y'all team Breezy, I get it, but you being biased. That was a good comeback. I don't care what y'all say. That was a good response from Quavo. I like it, but I really don't like it because these two really don't like one another and it's behind a woman. And we already know things never end well when the two dudes is beefing behind a chick. I don't like it at all. I just feel like Chris Breezy, if you smash Quavo girl while they was together, man, you just keep that to yourself, man. Don't embarrass that woman sweetie like that, man. Don't put out there like that, fam. I know you're a player, Breezy, but don't do Quavo like that, man. Like, come on, man, it's enough money out here for all us to get. At the end of the day, we supposed to be role models to these children. And we always talking about this young generation, dumb and this and that. It's because look who they looking up to. Look who they looking up to. Y'all not setting no good examples at all. Fighting behind a chick. That's done been with everybody. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that, but I do like the response. I just hope it gonna go no further than the studio. Chris Breezy, I'm waiting on your new album come out because I know it's gonna be fire. Quavo, I'm ready for you to come back out with something else. You and Offset. Yeah, y'all need to get back in the studio and do it for Takeoff. Stop all this bickering and cause at the end of the day, we blessed. We too blessed to be out here bickering and arguing and trying to fight one another. Y'all got too much money for that, man. You know, if y'all want to fight, jump in the ring and do it for charity and give the money away to the less fortunate. How about we do it that way? Well, there ain't no gun violence. Ain't going to be no repercussions after this. It's just that you want to fight, we can fight. Celebrity boxing match, we can get in the ring, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million, and give it away to the kids and to the children that's in the hospital to have cancers and brain problems. Like, let's use our money the right way. And not the wrong way, which is insinuating violence. We don't believe in violence. We believe in helping people and trying to make this world a better place. It's already an evil and wicked world that we live in today. Somebody watching this show today, you're going through some things. I'm hoping my comedic commentary can help you get through your day or your week. And just to let you know that we do love you. You know, I love everybody. Just the Bubba Dub Show. On the volume. And we ain't here to just talk about sports. We ain't here to just make you laugh. We here to make you feel good about being alive. No matter what you're going through, we do love you. Stay tuned. Trash of the Day is coming up. Get in the comment section and let me know who you think I'm going to get Trash of the Day to. You never know. Could be one person. Could be two. Could be three. Don't forget, I'm giving away $300 again this week. All you got to do is get in the comment section and comment, and I might reply to your comment and ask you a question about today's show. And if you get it right, you win $300. Simple as that. To my fans out there that just not tuning in, this show has been presented by Prize Pick. Go and download that app right now. All you got to do is use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. That's all you have to do. It's easy to play. All you have to do is pick more or less. Simple as that. Stay tuned. I got more on the way. I'm back. And by the way, I'm going to be in Meridian, Mississippi. Yeah. April 26th, this Friday, Meridian, Mississippi. You can see your boy. Also, April 28th, you can catch me in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, the home of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You can catch me at the Funny Bone. Grab them tickets right now. Trash of the Day coming up. Well, here it is. Trash of the Day goes to no other than the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, Darwin Ham. In my pocket, Ham is set. Say it with me. Come on. I need all y'all. I know y'all watch. I need all y'all to rock like this. Like Aaliyah. Rock the boat. I need all y'all. Trash. Darwin Ham cannot coach. Came on the podium last night and say he don't know what else to do. If you a head coach in any league, even little league, and you tell the people you don't know what else to do, it's time for you to go, fam. If you don't know how we gonna know. you with these players 24/7. You know everything pretty much about these players. They habits. Can they go left? Can they go right? They good coming off the elbow? If they good coming off? You know this. You a coach. You and your team. Y'all have paperwork. Y'all have stats. Y'all have analyzed the game. Y'all should know this. And Darvin Ham, you make a comment like, you don't know what else to do. That's sad. You're down 0-2 to the defending Denver Nuggets. You're supposed to win the game last night, and you lost. You was up 20. All this film you got on Denver, because you done lost 10 straight games to them, Darvin Ham, the Lakers done lost 10 straight games, and you keep saying you don't know what else to do? You don't know how to make adjustments? You don't know how to call Greg Popovich, get him on the phone. He ain't got nothing to do. They at home. They on Cancun. He'll answer. He ain't got nothing else to do. Wembanyama back in France watching tennis. Call him. Call Pop. He'll tell you what to do. You know what he's going to tell you what to do? Don't you put Spencer Dinwiddie. Don't you put Vincent in the goddamn game. No damn move. They out there for cardio. They ain't doing nothing else. Running around and filing. Can't hit open shot. Dinwiddie went to the hole last night by itself. Blew the layup. Then guess what? Didn't even get back on defense. I cut my goddamn TV off. I was sick. My baby mama told me come upstairs. Oh, yeah, we had a time. If you enjoyed today's show, and I know you did, because y'all know I'm very upset. I'm hot. I'm quite vexed. Every day, man. We dropping the show every day, man. Nothing but fire. Shout out to everybody else out there doing their thing, but they ain't doing it how we doing over here on the Bubba Dub Show. Keep in mind, I got some special guests coming in this week. Matter of fact, you could be one of them. Yeah, I'm finna start letting y'all, my fans, jump on here with me for about 5 to 10 minutes and talk. Talk this NBA playoff talk with me. Yeah, I'm gonna do that for y'all. Because y'all doing this for me, y'all finna make me number one. Guess what? I'm finna put you on here with me. I'm gonna put you on this. I'm gonna stir my spotlight with you. See y'all again tomorrow. It's the boy Bubba Dub, man.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.